And now this is a dictation for John, J-O-H-N, Galvin, G-A-L-V as in Victor, I-N, April 5, 39. Address as a letter to Dr. Sarbepalli, 419-3504. Dear Dr. Sarbepalli, a follow-up for Mr. Galvin, who has chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction, last visit in January, comes accompanied with wife. He has problems of hard of hearing and dementia, no hospital visits, apparently eating well without nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. He has chronic dyspnea, uses inhalers, no oxygen or CPAP machine, has chronic orthopnea, has been sleeping in a recliner for more than 15 years, has frequent nocturia, chronic back pain, uses a walker, no recent falls, the last one probably 1 or 2 years back. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I'm going to highlight the Coric, Lasix, potassium replacement, and Jardiance. He remains on cholesterol treatment, and for his prostate, on medications. Today, blood pressure, 164.54. This needs to be updated at home. Lungs are clear, no pleural effusion consolidation, no pericardial rapid gallop, severe obesity of the abdomen, severe edema 4+ bilateral below the knees, normal speech, is pleasant but confused, demented, no facial asymmetry. Next paragraph, chemistry is from January, creatinine 1.6, she's being as high as, he is being as high as 2.2. Present GFR 40, that will be a stage 3B. Low albumin at 3, corrected calcium normal. Normal electrolyte, acid base, normal phosphorus, anemia 10.5, normal white blood cell, normal platelet count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B. Minor fluctuations, but no true progression. No indication for dialysis. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. He's at baseline dementia. Prior imaging without obstruction or urinary retention. No evidence of decompensation of ischemic cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction. Continuous salt fluid restriction diuretics. He needs to keep his legs elevated. Edema is massive lower extremities, but lungs appears clear and he has not required oxygen. He follows with Dr. Akkad, AKKAD, for the anemia. It's my understanding he has received intravenous iron, potential EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Continue chemistry in a regular basis. Plan to see him back in 4 months.